Can you hear that? Listen carefully. There's noise all around you, whether you can perceive it or not. In fact, some of the most fascinating sounds are the ones you can't hear because they're too quiet or beyond the reach of the human ear. These sounds, made by animals and plants, are now being brought into focus by a new generation of scientists using a new breed of high-tech equipment. Author Karen Bacher explores this fascinating research in her new book, The Sounds of Life: How Digital Technology is Bringing Us Closer to the Worlds of Animals and Plants. Karen is professor in the Geography Department at the University of British Columbia, and she joins us today to share five of her big ideas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Bacher, author of The Sounds of Life: How Digital Technology is Bringing Us Closer to the World of Animals and Plants. I'm a professor at the University of British Columbia and a fellow at the Harvard Radcliffe Institute for Advanced Study. The first insight from the book relates to nature's symphony. When you step into a forest or walk along a beach, there's a lot to take in. The sound of waves crashing against the sand, birds chirping to each other in the trees, but there's a lot we don't hear. A large degree of the communication that happens in nature is inaudible to us. That's either happening above the top end of human hearing range in what's called the ultrasonic, or below the lower end of our hearing range in what's called the infrasonic. Bats, for example, and dolphins communicate and echolocate in that high frequency range, the ultrasonic. Whales, elephants, and tigers, on the other hand, can both hear and make noise in the infrasonic, below our hearing range. Recently, scientists have begun recording a large number of other species and are realizing that a wide range of species makes sound. Nearly every organism we have studied is, in fact, sensitive to sound. This sounds pretty surprising, but imagine walking into a room blindfolded. You can't see who is there. In fact, you don't know if anyone is there at all. Our human hearing range limits us in a similar way. It's as if we're moving through the world with blindfolds on our ears. We can't hear the sounds that most creatures make. We can't even perceive that they are making any sound at all. So that's what I mean about having a blindfold on. We are unable to perceive that these sounds are being made. And, you know, as humans, we often tend to believe that what we cannot observe does not exist. That's why it's so surprising to find out how intricate and complex nature's symphony actually is. Insight number two, digital listening. Digital technology is often thought to distance us from nature, but through digital listening, it can bring us closer instead. Imagine taking your smartphone and opening an app that records sound, even sounds above and below your hearing range. It would be like having an enormously powerful hearing aid. Now imagine linking up a network of these phones across a forest or even an entire ocean. This is exactly what scientists are doing. They're using digital bioacoustics, their simple, portable, automated recording devices, to record the sounds of other species from the Arctic to the Amazon, 24/7, 365 days a year, and with far less disruption than human observers usually cause. Digital listening is enabling scientists to discover astounding things about nature. So many more creatures make sound, lots more sound, and much more complex and intricate sound than we previously knew. One example is the famous dance of the peacock. With that beautiful tail that fans out, it's one of the most famous, beautiful mating displays in nature. So humans tend to assume this is a visual display. But it turns out that it is also a sonic display. The male peacocks are making very loud sounds with their tails in the infrasonic, sounds that are at frequencies too low for us to hear. If you could hear them, it would sound like a car, a loud car, revving right next to your ear. We can't hear those sounds, but the female peahens can hear them. And in experiments, scientists have confirmed that those peahens are paying a lot of attention to the male peacocks that can make the best noises and the biggest noises, which influence the mating choices of the females. So it's fairly astounding that we only just learned this fact about peacocks. And in fact, they're not the only species for which sound is really important. nearly every species that scientists have observed with digital bioacoustics is sensitive to sound. And many more make sound than we previously understood. And this extends actually even to organisms without apparent hearing organs. To give a simple example, coral and fish larvae navigate across miles of open ocean. They follow the sound of healthy coral reefs. So not only can they distinguish between the sound of healthy and unhealthy reefs, they even show a preference for their home reefs. Although scientists don't know how they do it, these tiny microscopic creatures can hear the sounds of their home reef, like a marine lullaby, miles away, and they'll swim back towards it. So somehow they've imprinted on the sonic signature of their natal reef at the moment of their birth. Other experiments are equally fascinating. So some scientists, for example, have demonstrated that plants make infrasonic sounds at high frequencies audible to insects and bats. In one fascinating experiment, researchers found that flowers increased their production of nectar when exposed simply to the sound of buzzing bees, flooding with nectar as if in anticipation. In another experiment, plant seedlings grew their roots toward the sound of running water, even though no vibration or moisture gradient was present in the soil. It was a sound recording. So we're not sure how organisms actually do this. But as we learn to listen to nature's symphony and we're becoming aware of the huge range of sounds made by other species, sounds we cannot hear with our limited human ears, this is changing our understanding of the world around us. Insight 3, non-human language. Remember that smartphone app that's helping you listen to nature? Now imagine if it contained an artificial intelligence algorithm similar to the one, say, that powers Google Translate. Scientists are, in fact, using artificial intelligence algorithms to discern patterns and even decode non-human vocal communication. That might sound astounding, but in fact, this is now advancing on a number of fronts. Researchers, for example, have deciphered individual bat sounds from the cacophony of a cave, impossible for a human listener, but relatively easy for a trained artificial intelligence algorithm. By deciphering individual bat sounds, researchers have learned amazing things about bats. Bats beg for food. Bats trade food for sex. Bats are quiet when they're sick and socially distanced when they're ill. Bats refer to one another in a manner that indicates they discern between genders. And that's not the only species about which we've learned. Patterns of complex communication are far more extensive than we anticipated. For example, a number of species refer to one another with individual calls, which are analogous to names, from dolphins to belugas. And some species also use specific referential signals that function just like words for humans. So elephants, for example, have specific vocal signals for honeybee and human, and their vocalizations are so nuanced that specific signals differentiate between threatening hunters and non-threatening passers-by. So these findings lend weight to long-debated and very controversial claims about the existence of language in non-human species. Language may not be unique to humans. Many species are able to convey complex information through sound. We're not quite sure whether or how other species possess some of the other hallmarks of language, like symbolic communication, but scientists are now actively trying to find out. A team of researchers at MIT and Berkeley, for example, is decoding sperm whale communication, which sounds a lot like Morse code. Others have created a dictionary in East African elephant. It may one day be that we will have a zoological version of Google Translate, where our artificial intelligence algorithms help us translate between human and non-human languages. Insight 4. Interspecies communication. So the idea of speaking with non-humans inspires lots of feelings, from fascination to scorn. And of course, talking animals feature in many myths and origin stories in many cultures. But today, this fantasy is becoming a reality. how does that actually work? The artificial intelligence algorithms that scientists are using to decode patterns, words, and names in non-human communication, those patterns can be encoded into robots or computers. So you and I cannot click like a dolphin or buzz like a bee, but our computers certainly can. A team of researchers in Germany has actually been successful in communicating with honeybees in this way. They trained the artificial intelligence algorithm to learn specific signals that the honeybees use. They encoded those signals into a robot and sent that robot into the hive. So the hive, for example, would listen when the honeybee robot said stop, and the bees would stop, obeying the robot's command. The waggle dance of the honeybees, which is the very complex pattern that is used to indicate the location of nectar sources, has also been encoded into these robots by the German researchers. And the robot was successful in teaching the honeybees where to find the nectar, although they'd never visited that nectar source before. The next step would be to place these robots into hives so they become like native members of the honeybee hive, smart hives, a bit like smart cities. Honeybee communication might sound astounding enough, but that's only the beginning. Other researchers are attempting interspecies communication with other species like whales and bats and dolphins. So often these efforts take the form of playback experiments, where if we think, for example, we've isolated the sound that's the individual name of a dolphin, we can play it back to the dolphin. In fact, that dolphin will separate from the others and come towards us. So that's the way we know that that particular signal actually works, through a playback experiment. But there are more complex questions that scientists hope to begin answering in the future. For example, what are whale songs actually about? Do elephants have oral history? There are lots of ethical questions here as well. Do other species actually want to speak with us? Should we be seeking their consent before we eavesdrop on them? Could interspecies communication create new ways to domesticate humans? Or will it enable us to develop new relationships, a feeling of kinship with our cousins on the tree of life? Insight 5, noise pollution. In the midst of the fascination with these discoveries about non-human communication and interspecies communication, we're also realizing the very grave threat posed by noise pollution. Even moderate levels of noise, the kind that surrounds us in any urban environment, increase risks of cardiovascular disease, cognitive impairment, developmental delays. It's even been demonstrated to have a link with dementia. So noise pollution is bad for humans. Now, scientists are revealing that non-humans too suffer from noise pollution. In fact, many may be far more sensitive than we are. Perhaps nowhere is this more urgent than in the global oceans. Marine animals see and sense the world through sound, which travels faster and farther underwater than light. Whales, for example, use sound to find prey and navigate, communicate, and mate. They're one well-known example. But scientists are now revealing that a vast range of marine creatures are exquisitely sensitive to sound. And so the range of negative effects caused by marine noise pollution is staggering. Delayed development, hampered reproduction, stunted growth, distorted migration paths. Extreme noise can even kill outright. A single shot from a seismic survey air gun can kill zooplankton, which are the foundation of the marine food chain, up to a mile away from the detonation site. Motorboat engine noise has even been found to affect fish embryos. As an article in the leading scientific journal Science grimly noted, human noise is scrambling the eggs of baby fish. Terrestrial animals and even plants are also sensitive to noise pollution. So this is a huge challenge, but the good news is that the reduction of noise pollution can have immediate, positive, and really significant impacts for non-humans and humans alike. So hushing the human cacophony is, in fact, a major challenge of our time. If we can do that, if we can combat noise pollution, digital listening will continue to reveal much more about non-humans and also help us discover new ways to protect and conserve the environment. So perhaps one day we will invent a zoological version of Google Translate. But first, we need to learn how to listen.
Thank you, Karen. That was Karen Bakker with 5 big ideas from The Sounds of Life, how digital technology is bringing us closer to the worlds of animals and plants. For more non-human sound, listen to our book bite for How to Speak Whale, A Voyage into the Future of Animal Communication by Tom Mustill, one of my favorites. I'm Rufus Griscom. Have a great day.